Hello again, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. This is David Collins. We'll be bringing you some great video game music, which is a lot of fun. On this show, I'll be showing you two tracks, soundtracks from the same game, so have a listen. Hey again, everybody, and welcome to the show. Given that I'm a huge fan of Sonic the Hedgehog games, I try not to, like, broadcast too much of his music, but I was going through some of the games that I'd played and listening to some of the tracks, and I discovered the soundtrack for a Sonic game that I'd played yet I didn't recognize. It was the Saturn soundtrack to Sonic 3D. It's called Sonic 3D Blast nearly everywhere on the internet, but here in Europe it was called Sonic 3D Flicky's Island, so that's what we're sticking with, okay? So, Sonic 3D Flicky's Island, and I was listening to the Saturn soundtrack. Now, the Saturn was a Sega console. It was, let's just put it simply, it wasn't a huge success. They released in the mid-90s, it went up against the Sony PlayStation, it didn't do as well as that they were hoping, to put it simply. Sonic 3D Flicky's Island had actually originally been released for the Sega Mega Drive, so the game had been released in more than one platform. One thing I didn't quite realize is that the Saturn version of Sonic 3D Flicky's Island is a completely different soundtrack from the Mega Drive version. In fact, when I was kind of listening to it, at one point I was surprised. I was saying, hey, I recognize this tune, it's from Sonic Generations, but Sonic Generations is composed of music from previous Sonic games mostly, so obviously they basically took this track from the Saturn soundtrack and I didn't even recognize it. So, before I go any further, let me just start you off pretty simply. Back in the early 90s, a game called Sonic 3D Flicky's Island was released. It was meant to be the last major game for the Sega Mega Drive, of course, one of Sega's most ever successful consoles, and they're hoping to move on to the Saturn as a result. So they created this this farewell, you know, swan song, and unfortunately it was a bit different and it wasn't the best. But don't worry, Sega were already producing a new game called Sonic X, which would be on their next brilliant next-generation system called the Sega Saturn. But unfortunately, Sonic Extreme, which was this new game which was going to, like, wow everyone on the Sega Saturn, completely collapsed in a story which is all about how terrible game projects can get and break down. Trust me, there have been stories written about Sonic Extreme's development and how it completely collapsed. But the end result was that now Sega had a new console, but they didn't have a Sonic game to really push it. So they went back to the developers of Sonic 3D Blast, which were basically themselves and a British game studio called Traveller's Tales, and they said, listen, you know that game you made for the Mega Drive that was meant to be the, like, the farewell of Sonic on the Mega Drive that maybe wasn't the best, but still? Yeah, can we actually make that game for the Sega Saturn and we'll pretend that this is, like, really... that was our plan the whole time. So Traveller's Tales had to go, huh, and then basically burn themselves out, creating a port that's called a port, is basically a new version of a port of Sonic 3D for the Sega Saturn in about 7 weeks. Boy. In that time, they made a lot of changes here and there, such as the special stages and stuff, but it was largely the same game. But one thing I never quite grasped until now was that it had a totally different soundtrack. You see, the soundtrack to Sonic 3D Flicky's Island that was released on the Sega Mega Drive was composed by Sega of Japan, largely. It involved Jin Suei, Tatsuke Maeda, Masaru Setsuma, and Shiro Okamoto. So they're all, like, Japanese, who were all, like, really, like, very long-term Sega composers and making great tracks. But for the Saturn version of Sonic 3D, they gave it to Richard Jacks, who, of course, had played music on the show before. His music has popped up in Jet Set Radio, and he also took on Headhunter and a few others, and, of course, Sonic Ore, which was pretty crazy in its own right. And it was like... so he had a completely different soundtrack. Now, what's more is that the Sega Saturn and the Sega Mega Drive all had completely different sound systems. I've talked about this before. Classic consoles, like before the early 90s, essentially had these chips that were basically orchestras. In order to get music out of these chips, you'd basically send them instructions, you know, sheet music. You'd say, play this note here, play that note there, play this note here, and you give it to the chip and hopefully they produce a soundtrack. But of course, you know, the orchestra that was in a Mega Drive was different from the orchestra in a Super Nintendo, which was bloody bloody blast. So sometimes you get differing soundtracks between games. Now, with the difference between the Mega Drive and the Saturn is that the Saturn played its games from CDs. Now, if you recall, in the 90s, it started out with people playing their music on cassette tapes, and then suddenly we're saying, no, CDs are the new thing. It'll much higher quality music. And people would say, well, it's not this, you know, I don't think CDs will replace tapes, and, you know, like, you can't record stuff on CDs, so that's going to make it useless. But eventually CDs took over, and then, of course, DVDs started replacing cassette tapes, and people had the same argument all over again with largely the same result. But the simple thing is, by the mid-90s, now that games were now being stored, instead of on cartridges and stuff, were being stored on CDs, which were the same media used to store high-quality music. So you can see where this is going. Instead of each console having like a little orchestra that, you know, you had to spend specific tailored notes to and manipulate in its own way for each platform, now you could simply basically record music onto the game disc just like any audio file, like, you know, just a standard file, just the waveform, the actual vibrations going back and forth. And you could restore any sound that could be, you know, put onto the thing. It was fine. You didn't have to worry about, you know, engineering or programming and all this sort of stuff. You just recorded the sound, you know, converted it to whatever, and it was on this. Now, in some respects, this was actually really good. It basically meant you could have whole orchestras on the tracks. You could have any sort of singing and music and whatever. But at the same time, sometimes people look back, they feel that the limitations of the old media forced ingenuity and creativity, and the people who could get good music out of these old chips were like geniuses and stuff. And, you know, I agree with both. There was some fantastic stuff done with old hardware and genius applied, and some great classic tunes in a unique ensemble. And it's also great that we also can have like CD full quality music on modern games, allowing pretty much anything to be recorded. There, you could get into a debate about which one's better or worse. I think they're both great. But to get back to my original point, as you can see, the Mega Drive was an example of the former sort of console. It had the chip, it had the music, it had the processing. The Sega Saturn was an example of the latter processing. You could just record music directly. And this gave Richard Jackson extreme advantage over recording his soundtrack over the Mega Drive version. So, without further ado, why don't I start by playing a bit of a track from the classic Mega Drive, and then just play a track from the Saturn version to see what the difference is. And let me just spoil it for you, the difference is going to be big. Have a listen. So, that was a pretty good track, wasn't it? And that was Rusty Ruin Act 2. It was by Jun Senui, Tatsuka Maeda, Masaruma Setsamaru, and Sierra Okamura from Sonic 3D Flicky's Island on the Sega Mega Drive, which was developed by Traveller's Tales, which is a British company, and Sonic Team. So, that was the Japanese version on the Mega Drive, but what happens when the British composer Richard Jax tries to make the tune from the same stage, also Rusty Ruin Act 2, but this time on the Sega Saturn? Well, you don't need to worry any longer. Here is the track, and hope you enjoy. That was Rusty Ruin Act 2 from the Sega Saturn version of Sonic 3D Blast or Sonic 3D Flicky's Island by Sega and Traveller's Tales, and that was composed by Richard Jax. So really, the two different tracks don't even compare to each other. They're not even trying to be like each other. In fact, that thing you just heard was more like the new theme that Richard Jax composed for Sonic 3D than anything that was from the actual original game. Kind of funny that. I haven't really talked much about how Sonic 3D plays yet, and that's because it played very differently from previous Sonic games. Instead of having it more like, you know, you see a side-on view of Sonic and you can jump, this one was trying to be 3D but wasn't, because it was like a camera angle downward and you could jump, and it took inspiration from a game that came out years before called Flicky, and you had to like bash open these badniks and rescue their birds and bring all of them to a certain point, and it was just a bit slow. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't just kind of slow and confusing, and I didn't find it quite as much fun as I would have liked. But still, we've still got the soundtrack, and which I know sounds like anything. And I'm going to play you with another track from Sonic 3D Blast that actually I remember for reasons not just because it appeared in the actual video game, but also because it played in another Sonic game after that. So have a listen and hope you enjoy. And that was Panic Puppet Act 1, the theme for that level in the game. It was composed by, as I said, Junsui, Tatsuki Maeda, Masaru Samaru, and Sika Okamo. Now, if you somehow remember that tune but don't actually remember playing to Panic Puppet, well, there's a reason. First up, that music actually played in kind of the intro of the game. You know, there was a nice storyboard and that was the track that played. Second, also, Junsui, who was one of the guys who composed the soundtrack from this game, went on and composed a lot of the soundtrack for Sonic Adventure. He also ended up being in the band Crush 40. But he ended up playing this tune and another tune also, Green Grove, in throwing them into Sonic Adventure. And it was kind of surreal for me. I was like, suddenly playing Sonic Adventure, boy, this is so new, this is all these 3D graphics, this is amazing. And then suddenly a brilliant, high-quality tune would come out and go, wait a sec, this sounds familiar. And it suddenly figure out a while later, it was from Sonic 3D. In this case, the tune you just heard ended up playing in the racing sections for Twinkle Park, which is kind of funny. But it's just kind of funny. He was reusing the tune. So not only did this tune have a, you know, it's this version, it also has a remastered version which went into Sonic Adventure. And then, of course, Richard Jacks came along, and with the Saturn version of the same game, he created his own version of Panic Puppet. Very different, just like before. Have a listen. Panic Puppet. It was by Richard Jacks from Sonic 3D Flicky's Island from the Sega Saturn version, which was developed by Traveller's Tales and Sonic Team. And I think actually it's just Traveller's Tales and a lot of Sega, because I keep saying Sonic Team and I think that's what it's credited as, but looking at the credits, they seem to be a lot of different parts of Sega involved in this. In fact, actually looking at the credits, I noticed something else. Apparently you can be credited in the credits of a video game for moral support, and in the case of Sonic 3D, that goes to Helen Musk. So congratulations, Helen Musk. It is great to perform, to get credited in a video game, and moral support is definitely something very, very important. Okay, so we're wrapping up the show now, and I think I'll play it with a song that definitely wouldn't have been possible in the Mega Drive because it contains full vocals. And as I said, vocals and voices are extremely hard to do in a Mega Drive, but actually Comic Zone being one example of a contradiction, but then again, that was very small excerpts. It wasn't like a whole song. And of course, it is it's composed by Richard Jacks on the Saturn. It's called You're My Hero, with vocals by Debbie Morris. And the whole point is to actually kind of, it's weirdly enough, it seems to be written from the perspective of the little flickies, the tiny little birds that you must break out of captivity out of the robots in the game. So I guess it's from the perspective of the little birds, and they can sing. Well, I guess birds do sing anyway. So, I think I'll leave it at that. Here's You're My Hero. Thank you very much for listening to the show and for listening to two great soundtracks from the same game. Have a listen and hope you enjoy.